From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe here. August 3rd, health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Peter Attia, MD. Number 402, NMR blood analysis. How heart disease risk, insulin resistance, inflammation, and mortality risk can be assessed from a single blood sample. Gorkagenes, Jim Ottfoss, PhD. Researchers have been exploring the use of nuclear magnetic resonance, NHR blood analysis, to assess various health risks from a single blood sample. This non-invasive technique can provide detailed information about cardiovascular health, including heart disease risk, inflammation levels, and mortality risk. A single NMR scan can also detect insulin resistance, a precursor to type 2 diabetes. Studies have shown that NMR analysis can identify biomarkers associated with these conditions, allowing for early detection and potential prevention. While more research is needed to fully understand the implications of NMR blood analysis, it holds promise as a valuable tool for assessing overall health and identifying individuals at risk for chronic diseases. Next, second, from Divina Cusina, August newsletter. I'm glad you're looking for a quick summer snapshot. First, the heat in Italy is still brutal. Many retirees, like my friend, are staying indoors with AC and fans, especially now that even stone houses need a Penguino unit to stay cool. August's work rhythm is shifting. Big firms close for a couple weeks, but more international companies stay open, so the old blanket shutdown is fading. If you're up for a night sky show, San Lorenzo falls on August 10th, with the peak meteor shower around the 12th-13th, and a total eclipse visible in Spain on the 12th. Florence throws a street party that day, handing out pasta with ragu and watermelon. Finally, the newsletter shares a versatile scarpaccia recipe. Zucchini, ricotta, and polenta baked at 300 degrees for 40 minutes, plus tips for gluten-free or eggless versions. It's a great way to use the summer garden bounty. Up next, third, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. You test people instead of letting them know you. You've been thinking about why so many connections feel shallow, and it boils down to a simple pattern. We set the bar before anyone even shows up. In early conversations, we're already measuring how quickly someone opens up, how deep their self-awareness seems, whether they fit the image we've built of a real connection. Those who don't match that pre-made script get labelled as ordinary or surface level, and the relationship fizzles. What feels like a personal shortfall is often just the result of that invisible audition. We walk into friendships, romances, or work ties with expectations already in place. So the other person is judged against a standard that never really existed for them. The loneliness that follows isn't about lacking people. It's about the mismatch between our preset criteria and the messy, imperfect ways people actually show up. Recognizing this shift, seeing the standards as the first move rather than the other person's performance, can loosen the grip of disappointment. It doesn't mean lowering all expectations, just pausing to ask whether the bar we've erected is fair or simply a self-created obstacle. And then, fourth, from Off-Grid with Marjorie Wildcraft, 20-26-008-02 Off-Grid with Marjorie Wildcraft. I start out with the tour of the mini farm. I processed 4 rabbits this week. Kat is very proud of me. She says that now I am becoming the owner she knew I could always be. The building of rabbit tractors continues. One of the older PVC tractor's door broken. I'm not sure how to fix it. Erosion and big rocks falling down. I've gotten a friend who speaks fluent Spanish to talk with the owner of the property to try and get her to quit having the plants cut down. Deadpool, I figured out what that means. Next, fifth, from Vinay Prasad's Observations and Thoughts, Anthony Fauci, my video summary of recent events, playback speed, X, share, post. Share, post, at current time. Share from 0.0. Generate transcript. A transcript unlocks clips, previews, and editing. Listen on Substack. App RSS feed. Appears in episode recent episodes. Share from 0.0. Generate transcript. A transcript unlocks clips, previews, and editing. Up next, 6th from MedCity News. We're not going to be bullied. Sentara digs in on Anthem contract fight. Sentara Health notified Anthem that it will let its commercial, Medicare and Medicaid contracts expire at year's end unless the two sides reach a new rate agreement. The dispute puts coverage for an estimated 380,000 Virginians at risk. The Post, we're not going to be bullied. Sentara digs in on Anthem. Contract fight appeared first on MedCity News, and then 7th from Stat. Stat Plus, Senate measure would block Trump plan to politicize federal grants, for now. So the Senate just released a stopgap government funding measure that blocks the Trump administration's plan to let political appointees control federal research grants, at least until December 11th. This is a temporary win for researchers and scientists who were worried that politics would start influencing the grants they apply for. The provision was added to the bill after bipartisan discussions in the Appropriations Committee, and it's now up to the Senate to vote on it this week. If they pass it, it'll be harder for Republicans to allow the White House's plan to take effect later on. The House already passed a similar bill without this provision, so the two chambers will need to work out their differences before government funding expires at the end of September. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.